USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Centers for Disease Control panel has laid out a list of the next group of people that should receive a COVID vaccination. The panel said Sunday that frontline essential workers and all persons 75 years and older should be next up to receive the shots. The guidelines define frontline essential workers as first responders, teachers, postal service workers, public transit, grocery store workers, as well as those in the manufacturing, food, and agriculture industries. That group includes about 30 million people. And several European nations have introduced travel restrictions on the UK, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK, with an EU meeting scheduled Monday to discuss a coordinated response to the outbreak. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine will be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekawar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine begins to be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekawar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
SpaceX has wrapped up a very busy 2020 with one more launch on Saturday. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket Saturday to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust had launched at 9 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.